storms of life.
The Tea Party Express making statements in New Hampshire, New York, and the biggest one, I think, in Delaware, taking virtually unknowns and now putting them in prime time in the race for a Senate seat or a House seat in November. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Politics, a lot of the buzz across the land because primaries are happening. How many incumbents are slayed? What happens when you get these unknowns who rock the Republicans who had been there for a long time? Like in Delaware, Mike Castle was a governor twice, had almost two decades in the House. So the Republican Party loved Mike Castle. They were putting all their do-re-mi into his hands. And all of a sudden, this 41-year-old Christine O'Donnell, whose claim to fame is that, really, she was a marketing director on The Passion of the Christ, but doesn't have a lot of political background. She has a message, and the message is, we don't like what we're seeing in Delaware. We don't like what's happening with the spend, spend, spend. And you know the familiar themes. She spoke to a lot of people, got them revved up, had a little bit of support, had an endorsement from Sarah Palin, and ultimately got some money from that Tea Party Express, $150,000 for some last-minute marketing that she needed. But she pulled off a huge win in Delaware. Here's what she said afterwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, the people of Delaware have spoken. A lot of people have already said that we can't win the general election. It is those same... Yes, we can!
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Right!
Yes, we can.
You believed in me, and I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much.
All right, so here's the dilemma the Republicans will have. I'm very familiar with the Delaware territory and Mike Castle. He was popular, but not popular enough this time around because people, I think this is blowback, the anger being upset over some of the votes, the health care reform, all that stuff. So Castle was the guy the Republican Party absolutely was touting. They were backing him. In fact, said many times he's the only hope of winning the seat in the fall. They made it clear that they are not providing O'Donnell with any money to run against the Democrat, Chris Coons, if she won the primary. So she wins the primary. She's not getting the bucks to run against the Democrat. So we know the themes. Unemployment's high. People are furious at the stimulus failing for the most part, right? Well, I'm just going to say it failing. Also, the terrorism issues, and there's a slew of other things. But the economy, it keeps coming back to that. And I think that's why the Tea Party movement has gained so much steam. But the question now becomes, the GOP needs to gain 40 seats to take the House, 10 for control of the Senate. Will the Tea Party actually derail the Republicans and have the intended outcome not go in the direction that it looked like it was going? So will that happen? The more that you get the unknown candidate who wins, the establishment gets rocked in the GOP, and does that ultimately kill the chances for what so many want to see happen, the blockade, if you will, the wall against Obama? And what the president's agenda is would be stymied if you have the majority. So to get that 40 seats for the House and then the 10 for the Senate, and the Senate was a little murky anyway, but the 40 for the House I think was possible. Does it hurt? Does it help? Does it not make one bit of difference? What's going to have to happen, I guess, and because the Tea Party was a movement that was strictly started out of we're upset about what's happening with taxes. And then from there, the spending, what's going on with the deficit, and it started out as one rally in Washington. You know, we've had the people who started it on this show. The Institute for Liberty, they sponsored the first one. And now it's grown into more than that. And some people view it as a complete group of wackos, extremists, with no vision, no rudder, no chance in hell of winning anything beyond the primaries. Others view it as, okay, it's undefined because it's so brand new, but you have Democrats and independents and others, not just conservatives, even though it's really being billed as that because of the tax ideology and some of what's being spouted down the line. It really is more in line with the conservative point of view. So that I think that's where some of the confusion comes in. But will she win, or does she get massacred when the voters go to the polls? Now, there were some others who also stepped forward and I think surprised a lot of people. And that happened in New York for one. That was another race where you had somebody who had a lot of money in his case because he's the developer from Buffalo, who decided, all right, I'm going to step into the fray here and I'm going to give it a whirl and see whether or not I can win this nomination for, you know, governor. So lo and behold, on the Republican side of things, that's exactly what happened. I mean, he's a political novice and he is definitely a Tea Party ally, and his name is Carl Palladino, and he trounced the Republican who was the designee, if you will, for the party's nomination. You've heard his name a lot, Rick Lazio. So this is another hammer to the head of the Republicans in a heavily Democratic state, which is the worry, because Andrew Cuomo is the guy who, the Democratic Attorney General, who's running against Palladino in November. Here's what Palladino had to say.
I want to thank all the leaders of the Tea Party movement who believed in our campaign and helped us get our message out. Andrew, I challenge you to a series of debates. We have so many questions to ask you, Andrew. I want everybody in the Republican Party who opposed me to know this. You're welcome to join the People's Crusade.
All right, so then ultimately, like I said, the question becomes, can the Tea Party candidates actually win in the general election, in these midterm elections, or ultimately be just dismissed as extremists, giving the Democrats that they're running against an easy slide into the Senate or the House seat or the gubernatorial seat in whatever state we're talking about? So are the Democrats excited about this prospect or nervous? And how do you feel? What say you, America? 800-259-5791. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted unintended side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at diabetichealthsolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at diabetichealthsolution.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, bad to the bone. That's the Tea Party in some circles. But is it a GOP killer? I mean, is the movement going to be a GOP killer, or ultimately, no, it's going to have the opposite effect because there's momentum there. There's people who are furious. It's bringing new people into politics, and it's not as extreme as some people would think. Now, you know what I've said. I've said this a bunch of times on the show. I've met people who have been to some of the rallies who are definitely not extremist kooks or whatever label people want to throw out there. Of course, with any movement, there always is nutballs who make the evening news because they do crazy, kooky things, and controversy sells. You would never see Katie Couric come on the news and say, "I sat down tonight and spoke with a couple of upstarts from the Tea Party who are making some noise in the elections across the country in the primaries." I mean, no, it's, you're going to see nuts. And on every single station, I just said her name, but it could be CBS, NBC, ABC. You know, I was in television news, and if it leads, it bleeds, is the old saying. So that's the way it is. Are there nuts? Are there idiots? Are there people that could bring this little movement that's gained some momentum down? Sure. But the bigger question is, like I said, so this woman wins. She's got no political backing, really, for the most part, and no political background. But she knocks off, she slays the incumbent. I mean, the incumbent. She slays the guy who had the big name in Delaware. Mike Castle's been around forever. I remember growing up and hearing about Mike Castle because Delaware was close to New Jersey, right? So Castle governor twice, like I said, 2 decades in the House. Now he's out. He's not part of this race. She's running and against the Democrat. And the Democratic Party, I talked to somebody off the cuff today in Washington, and of course this is how they're going to portray it, saying that, you know, we're not really that worried. We think we're going to retain the House, and we definitely think we're going to retain the Senate, and we don't think that most of the Tea Party candidates can actually win in the general election, that they won't do it. And if you look at where the voting is now and you look at some of the polls, they kind of cancel each other out. It's kind of a dead even heat. Remember, it's about likely voters, who actually goes and votes. All right, coming up, we're not going to do this now, but we're going to do it in an upcoming segment. You're going to like it. Keith Olbermann was on David Letterman, and David Letterman actually, you know, he's trying to stay in the middle. He's trying to kind of be a little bit like Switzerland, but he lays out the questions for Keith Olbermann, and you'll hear what he has to say about the Tea Party and politics and Glenn Beck and a few other things that you might get a chuckle over. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, you know, I think when you have a hot new movement like this, that likely voters is what's important, because if you look at an election, only half the people vote anyway. So
yeah.
you have tens of millions of voters who are not motivated. And if they become motivated, they don't take a lot of money to motivate, you know? And, that's what's happening with the Tea Party. A lot of people are getting motivated. In the past, they haven't voted because, you know, it doesn't matter in their opinion, you know, who gets in, you know, they get screwed anyway. But now they have a chance to do something different, to shake up the whole situation. And that's what's going towards the Tea Party. That's the type of person, maybe they're getting old and they want to, you know, get America back on track, whatever. But so I think that's why these people are winning without money, because people can be motivated without money if you just have something that you know, lights a fire under them.
Well, the Republicans, the incumbents, or political insiders in Idaho, Alaska, we've seen it. We saw what happened in Utah. Now we've got Delaware that's happening. That happened in New York. It looks like there's a possibility of it happening in New Hampshire. They're still counting, but it looks like there might be a chance there, too. So you're right. There's momentum, and people are fired up. And, Tomas, how are they doing without money? They're doing it that way. But what happens in the general election? Does it peter out because the Republican Party is not putting money into, for example, O'Donnell? They say they're not going to put any money backing her because she has no chance to win.
Well, money didn't help them, did it?
That's true.
So good.
You're right.
That's exactly what they need, is they need to rely on people, the word out, instead of money, because these people who are not motivated, they're immune to all that TV and radio noise.
You know,
how many years have Republicans heard, yes, we're going to build a fence, yes, we're going to stop illegal immigration? And you know what? People know that building a fence is not rocket science. You know, the Chinese built a fence like about 10,000 years ago or whatever, you know?
A wall, yeah.
Come on, man. I think we can do it. You know, I think we have the technological know-how. But I'll tell you what I wanted to call about today. And I'm really mad at you, Kate. You know
why?
It's so nice to everybody. And you could have been a hero in America. You know, you could have led the American women in their fight against Islam, but you didn't. And you know what? Yesterday, the French passed a law against the burqa.
But they've been talking about that for a long time. I wrote a blog on it at AmericaTonight.net. I supported it. They have a House and a Senate like we do, and finally it already went through the ropes in the House, and now it did in the Senate. Absolutely. You're right. I mean, they have the most Muslims in Europe are in France, and we see what's happened now with the banning of it. It'll never happen in the United States. You know that.
Oh, why not? Why not? Are the French women tougher and more courageous than you?
No. It's not about the French women. It's about the leaders. No, it's not. It's about the people who make the laws. Because what happened there was they came down hard swinging, saying, forget it, we don't like this idea, we're not going to have this anymore, and we're going to ban it, we don't care what the extremists say, whatever. It won't happen, because we're already seeing this. You know this. We've already seen this in the courtroom. There was the woman veiled in the courtroom, which I agree with you. I think that's ridiculous. You can't see her face, whatever. But then it goes back to the same argument, Tomas, is about the religious freedom. And, you know, it's like Jewish people wear yarmulkes on their heads, and other people.
I thought you were Irish. I don't know. I thought you were Irish. I must have been, you must, like German or something. I don't know. Because Irish women used to be, you know, tough and fiery, but, you know, over there, I don't know. We can't do that. Look, there's an organization in France called Neither Whores Nor Submissives. I don't know how they say it in French, but I'm sure some of your more educated callers will call in. Hundreds of thousands of French women marching in the street, and they said no to the burqa. Now, you know, the good thing about a democratic society is if you want to change the law, you know, the next year you can change the law. It's not like a king who once he, you know, in the Bible it says once a king says, you got to always stand. So a lady like you could lead a movement. You could lead a movement. I mean, think of all the arguments, you know. You have women with their faces ripped to hell, with their bodies ripped up. You know, you have women who can't even drive. Do you want to?
I know, but wait a second. But see, here's the problem. We're not living in France. Where is that happening? If you're talking about the United States, the blowback on that will be, hey, Kate, you're a smart, educated woman. We have smart, educated Muslim women here. Are they being stoned to death in backyards? Are they? You know, that's what your blowback will be. It's not what's happening in the United States.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think that dressing a woman to be a submissive is sick. I agree with you. Absolutely, 100%. Do I think it's a movement that would fly? Otherwise, you look at all the people you have, too, in talk radio that definitely have more power than I do. They would back it in a heartbeat if they could get any kind of momentum with that, like Laura Ingraham. She would back that. Or Ann Coulter would back that. Any of those women, if it was something that, wow, this is really something the American people are going to get behind. The argument over the mosque in New York, there's a slew of other things, you know that certainly are right for it. But that the burqa argument in our country, it's not going to fly because there's first of all, you don't have the numbers. It's not the same thing as it is in France. So that's the other problem with that, Tomas. It's just not an argument that works here. Hang with us. More on the flip side.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you've got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to francisinsights.com. That's Francis with an E, insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FRANCESINSIGHTS.com.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round, round it goes.
All right, as usual, we're talking about a ton of different things, mostly about the Tea Party and the fact that whatever you want to classify this movement as, clearly there are people who, as Tomas was saying and I was saying, who had no money, zero backing. You know, just at the very end, O'Donnell got some money, like $150,000 from the Tea Party Express, but it was purely people going out and voting in the primaries and knocking off the incumbent. Remember, we talked about this several times on the show. We had Eric Epinefo on a month ago, and he ran for political office and wrote a book about it and talked about the numbers and the incumbents and all that and said, listen, if nothing else, you vote out all the incumbents, knock off all the incumbents, you wait and see what happens, because then, if nothing else, you get a better brand of politician, because they know that people are not playing here, that they want fresh voices and somebody who will listen, because obviously people haven't listened in the past, right? So not to say that every single politician is horrible, but something's gone awry when you think of not reading the bills, not even knowing what's in health care reform and voting on it. I totally agree with Rand Paul, who says there should be a waiting period where you, especially on something huge that affects everybody. I mean, most of the laws affect somebody, but where you at least know what's in there. it's not the third assistant on your staff reading it and then giving you the cliff notes and you're making a vote. I mean, is that naive to think that because there's so much legislation that comes through? To me, that's what has to happen. You have to do a little bit of a rollback here because you have too many people who don't even know what they're voting for, or it's all about the pork and what they're sticking into the bills to make deals to vote for something they weren't going to vote for anyway in the first place. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
This is Kate.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Now, your Republicans have said they're not going to put any money into our little candidate that just won there, O'Donnell, in
Delaware.
Right on the tip of my tongue. Couldn't quite get it out. They're just blowing smoke. They're going to put the money in. I'll tell you why. They see what's happening. We are coming on strong as members of the Tea Party movement. And guess what we have? We have money that can go to the Republican Party in the future if they start doing what we want them to. And this is how it's going to work. And not only that, with these victories, they understand that we want constitutional conservative governments. No more rhinos, no more garbage bull stuff that they say they're going to do things and then not do it. Thomas is right. We want the wall built. We want the Mexican immigration stopped and all immigration stopped that is in coming into this country illegally. Mm. We're not against anybody coming here legally.
Right.
Except Muslims, of course.
I knew you were going to take that swing
Wait, I got something for you. I want you, I know you've got connections like a freight train. I want you to find somebody that's educated that you know that speaks Arabic in English. Translation, the Quran for you. I want you to read it. And after you do that, you're not going to have the same opinion you do now.
Oh, listen, I know. And you know what? We will do that. We'll have somebody on the show to interpret. I know the passages you're talking about. We'll have somebody on the air to interpret the Quran for us. I think that's not a bad idea. I think it's a great idea.
Remember something else. The first passage of the Quran, they were instrumented by the Muslim prophet when he was trying to ingratiate himself to people like the king of Abyssinia and the Jewish community, which is very strong in that part of the world then. Okay? The later verses were done, and they take precedent over the former verses. All Muslims will come to the defense of Islam. And it's us against them, and you're going to find that out.
All right, Dan.
Okay, baby.
I liked your suggestion. I'm going to take you up on that suggestion. And listen, I'll reiterate this again. My views on what happened with the radicalized Islamic extremist nuts and what has happened in the wake of it were very harsh and hard. Trust me, I got a lot of nasty letters. I'm on a lot of websites, a lot of anti-Arab websites, probably with a bunch of other talk show hosts, because I said, you should have just turned it all into glass. We should have just turned it all into glass, got rid of the women and children, warned them. And some people thought I was being too kind in saying even that. And then just did away with the land, did away with it. Just boom, you're done. And then we're over. Or immediately had the big surge. We should have had that in Iraq. We should have had that then in Afghanistan. Just wipe them all out. And then that's the end of the story. Instead of crawling around trying to do this diplomatic thing where you have snipers picking soldiers off and you have these rules of engagement that are just asinine. I don't understand what we're doing. And then you have the other side of it. What about the civilians and then everything that's highlighted and blown up? And then the soldiers get crucified. The innocent soldiers get crucified and lumped in with the others. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I'm totally delighted with the American people today. It's a great day because both parties are running scared. You said the Republicans won't put any money into the race in Delaware. Let me not jump around. Sorry, so many things I want to talk about. I read a publication called the Firearms Coalition by Neil Knox. It's based in Virginia, and I read newspapers by the Second Amendment Fan Foundation. They both said Not only is the Republican Party in trouble, but the NRA, and I am a member of the NRA, they refused to endorse this woman in Delaware,
O'Donnell,
against Mike Castle, who was such an anti-gunner, it was incredible. So as an NRA member, they wouldn't endorse this woman. Now, the fellow that's holding Biden's seat is warming it for Biden's son, and the positive for his son is that is it Bo Biden that's running, I believe, to run for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That he's a military veteran and all that. That's fine, and we're not going to just say anything bad about that. But it's the same old, same old. You don't hold a seat for your son, no matter who he is. It's the same old, you know, backdoor, backroom politics.
Right.
This woman deserves to win. I am thrilled that Castle is gone because the people of this country want lower taxes. They want their liberty back. They want straight answers. They want the truth. Now, I'm a union member in New York, and I voted for Paladino. I like Rick Lazio, but people want a change. Now, people will say, why are you voting against your interests? You're in a union-friendly state, and, you know, this guy's a businessman. We want different folks in the office.
Mm-hmm.
When they run up against governor, now they're saying the Paladino don't have a choice because Andrew Cuomo's got the Working Families Party in New York, and he's got all this Upper West Side and East Side money from Manhattan.
Yeah. He
but
does.
If he goes after Cuomo and tells what he did when he was in the Housing and Urban Development about the scams that went on in there and all the money, that the trillions that were wasted with Fannie and Freddie and these leading up to the loans with the houses, and also Andrew Cuomo's, all you black folks out there, he got passed when he was in the Housing and Urban Development, the stop and frisk in Baltimore and the housing projects, stop and frisk black men who weren't even black kids that lived there that weren't even accused of any crime. Violating the Fourth Amendment rights. So I say that get all the dirt on Cuomo now, because, and then Paladino will definitely have a chance. They say he's a nut job, but like Paladino and O'Donnell, you know, the NRA should be ashamed of herself. They should have endorsed her. She's a rating, and she believes in the right of self-defense. She believes in liberty. It's not a gun issue. It's a liberty issue. Paladino should win, and all these people that are just outsiders that maybe want to get in, serve a term or two, and get out. That's what the founders wanted, and that's what the American people want. And they're so afraid, Kate. They're so afraid. They're saying they're not going to back this person against that one, or they're going to try some crap before the election. I'm not sure they're going to cancel the election. Of course not. They're going to try that crap. But I'm just thrilled because there's so many things I want to talk about. But the people want people that are not in there, okay? But then they attack Rand and Ron Paul. Ron Paul wants the Federal Reserve audited, and they came down on him like a ton of bricks. He wants the audit of Fort Knox. Where's the gold? We just tell us the truth. Don't pass bills in the middle of the night and then, or say pass it. We'll deem it passed, and then we'll tell you what's in it later.
Yeah.
You're not in communist Russia. Are you kidding me, Ms. Pelosi?
Yeah.
Your ass is out of there, okay? You don't belong there because this is not what a representative republic, not a democracy, a representative republic is not supposed to. You can't pass bills and then do it later. I mean, we have to repeal the certain destructive sections of Obamacare. That's what they're afraid of. That's what they, you know, people are waking up, whether it's a jackass like me with a big mouth in New York. But you know what? I have friends that say, hey, you know what? You seem to be somewhat informed. You know, I have time on my hands to read. And God bless you, Kate, for allowing me to get on the radio station, because you knew as well as I do that if they could shut the internet down, alternative media, talk shows, they would do it.
Right.
All we ask is people just get involved, try a little research after you put the kids to bed, go on the internet, see what's going on, whatever your issue is. All right, I'm not touting all these people because I don't know what their issues are, whether it's gun or abortions or the war on drugs. We want to see that stuff. You know, we want our liberties back, and we don't want to see anyone arrested unfairly or stopped and frisked. Well, and if they try that crap, the people that get in, then we'll vote them out.
Yeah.
You know, the entrenched interests are just so afraid that now their power base is gone, because that's what it's always about, America. It's their power base and their ability to control you and your taxes and all this, everything else. Well, God bless you, Kate. God
great
bless
way
you
to end.
And all your folks. Thanks.
Great way to end. Actually, Mark, this was a really good call. He said the entrenched interest, and that's exactly what I think the blowback is for most people. People are tired of it. They want the straight answers. He's right. It's like I said with the bills that are loaded with pork that aren't even read, where they have the third congressional aide reading it, giving a synopsis, and then you vote on it. How do you vote on health care that way? But yet there's no time to read the entire package, and it's stuffed full of crap. that people have no idea that they're voting for, vote for it, and then the constituents are stuck with it. Hang with us.
The end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We've got too much to hide.
All right, so the Tea Party movement making serious noise in the primaries. Do they close the deal on November 2nd? That's the key question. And the big story, and it's going to continue to be now, I think you're going to see a lot more about Christine O'Donnell, the 41-year-old female, obviously, who had an endorsement from Sarah Palin, knocked off the Republican moderate who has been in politics in Delaware forever. And, you know, this was a serious, I think, sign that, boy, something's afoot here. And of course, there have been other races that we've seen that have surprised a lot of people, whether it was Utah or Idaho or what's going on in Kentucky. But the Republican Party is saying that, I mean, they're dismissing her as an extremist. But I think she illustrates the anger that Americans are feeling. She captured 54% of the vote against, like I mentioned, a guy who was a long-time politico from Delaware, who had been around forever and a day. So that was probably one of the biggest wins. And then Palladino is the other one that we were just talking about in New York. But then can he knock off Andrew Cuomo in the race for the governor's mansion in November? And will the Republicans come around? You heard Dan in Texas say, oh, they're going to do that in the end, because it's a question of, do they want control of the House? They would need 40 more. And the Senate, they would need 10. Or is it, no, forget it, too extreme, has no chance of winning. I don't believe it. I'm looking at the polls. So we're not going to put any money there, which is what's being said right now. You can throw in your 2 cents at AmericaTonight.net or give us a call at 800-259-5791. Keith Olbermann, who's as left as they come on MSNBC, was on David Letterman's show the other day, and I happened to catch a little bit of it, and then I watched the rest of it through the Internet. And I just wanted to hear a little chunk of what Olbermann had to say in response to some of the questions from Letterman.
I saw where a couple of weekends ago, your buddy Glenn Beck had a rally in Washington. What was the theme of the rally?
Making money.
Mm-hmm.
It was a restore money to honor. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. It was restore honor.
Restoring
to
honor to America.
Yeah, or restoring paint jobs. Finish. I'm not sure what it was.
But he, again, I see a lot of these guys and our pal Bill O'Reilly, and I've said this many times before, and even Rush Limbaugh. These are wildly intelligent people, so I have to believe they know better than what they're saying. I mean, that's the case, don't you think?
Boy, I hope so. but I've seen no evidence of it in the last few years. But I met Rush Limbaugh in the 1980 World Series when he still worked in baseball in Kansas City, Royals. And I met him at ESPN. He came up to see. He wanted to be on the football show. And he said he'd trade everything he had to be on the football show. And he was a quiet man standing over in the corner. No big. And all he wanted to do was be involved in sports. Mm-hmm. So some people want to be on television or on radio, and it's fill in the blank afterwards.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right.
It's like, I will do anything to be on. Well, you know what? I don't know. I wouldn't do anything to be on television.
Yeah.
Except, obviously, tonight. But, you know.
But now.
I'm sorry.
I always thought that when I first learned of the Tea Party, I thought, now, wait a minute. There are people who think things could be better, who have been affected by the economy, want to do something. I thought, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see what this is. So you look into it. We had a woman on, and you talk about it, and I thought, these people, what they need now, they're attracting other groups that may not be helping them. But what they need now is an intelligent, charismatic leader.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Glenn Beck, is it?
Well, the other choice was Governor Jan Brewer of Arizona.
Yeah.
And they gave her a script, and as you saw what happened. Now my prepared remarks.
Yeah. We've all had those moments. But Sarah Palin,
how much do you want her to run?
Well,
how much?
It would be great for us, speaking selfishly.
But you're
great.
Thinking the same thing I am?
Yeah, I think that she's not going to run, is what I'm concerned about.
Well,
who is it going to be?
It's not cost effective for her.
Yeah, no, that's right. You're exactly right.
Like $225 to get in to see her and Glenn Beck on Saturday in Alaska for patriotism.
And will it be, was it Mitt Romney or somebody?
Could be Pawlenty, could be Jeb Bush, could be another Bush. We haven't had enough of them.
Yeah, and I was talking to...
Hey, it may be different this time.
I was talking...
That's his...
All right, thing at the end there with Jeb Bush, that's one of the things he does say, it may be different this time. But you heard what he said about Sarah Palin. You know, there's no love lost there, certainly. And the Letterman back and forth between Sarah Palin is almost legendary now at this point. But I thought Letterman held back, and it was interesting, even to me, if you've ever watched Keith Olbermann's show, he kind of held back a little bit. He was actually pretty gracious instead of decapitating all the people that he was asked about, which he normally does, especially with Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin would be one. And Rush Limbaugh occasionally, not so much Rush Limbaugh. It is true, the story he said, Limbaugh was all about sports, and he did work for the Kansas City Royals. and he was interested in doing sports and then ended up being, no matter what you think about Rush Limbaugh, he is absolutely the most powerful voice in talk radio. A consultant told me just this year in New York that Rush Limbaugh's 15 minutes, his first 15 minutes of his show, his monologue, is the most listened to thing on talk radio. So how about that? So whether Palin will run or not, the cachet of Palin is what's being tested now, because in these primaries, for example, with the O'Donnell situation in Delaware, she put something on her Facebook that said a wave of positive change can sweep across our land with the election of constitutional conservatives who promise to use common sense and rein in the federal government spending. Please support Christine O'Donnell of Delaware. And as far as O'Donnell and what she has said on her platform as to what she's going to run on, she said she wants to make the election about the issues, about how we're going to get jobs back in Delaware. It's pretty hard in Delaware. There are a lot of people that are out of work. How we're going to protect the security of our homeland, how we're going to take care of our veterans, how we're going to make sure that the future generations aren't saddled with crippling debt. So she's saying she hopes that will be the focus of the general election. So now you have O'Donnell, you have Sharon Engel running for Senate in Nevada against Harry Reid in the latest polls, for whatever that's worth. She's gotten a little bit closer to that seat. So will these two people, at least from Nevada and from Delaware, will they end up snagging those Senate seats? And the way the Republican Party is acting, it's almost like they're pariahs of the GOP, because they're running on the Republican ticket. They're not running under anything else. They're running under the Republican ticket. So ultimately, do they get the backing? Do they get the money? Or no? Does everybody in the GOP side of things walk away and say, ah, they're too extreme, we're just going to have to toss it up and say we lost this one? Or are they going to back them? Because it's a lot different when you're running in the general election versus even the primary. It does take more money because you're going to have ads out there. Or, you know, if these two women especially win and they don't have a lot of money and they don't get the backing of the Republican Party, boy, that really says something about, multiply it, about how people are feeling, that there is definitely something about momentum. And it shows that if that happens, that you can get elected, without having a lot of money, which would be a real aha moment, no question about it. All right, there were some other things that happened. One of them was brought up earlier tonight from Tomas about the burqa and the French. We talked about this. I did a blog probably about 2 or 3 months ago as to what they were doing in France. The law did pass by a vote of 246 to 1, as to banning any veils that cover the face, including the burqa, the full body cover worn by Muslim women. But this makes France the first European country to ban any kind of a measure. There's been a lot of polls about it. A think tank in Washington did it and found that most in Europe were behind it. Not in America, however, that, you know, only 10% of the people surveyed in America thought it was a fair thing to do. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.